Adwom wɔ ha, nyɛ mu nnan, ɔse momfa sida nhyɛ n'apon kɛse ne mu, na momfa yeyi mmra na bɛnya ne sue. Sanchez and Ibium. Or Crebia, our butto, ede shaniten akume biara ama no hoso ne de brenase uni David inhini umuna dan kwa wo mene de ma onkwa no insane na umma enyemu anichie dawase yajen kwa Yesu Kristo di mu amen pam chomes somu yenya di nsembo ade urade ase ama na hallelujah men so many Minyame ade ani mi fe I were ready hu nyankopon de wode ya be truni ya wa wasa enu ama men ina ra mo ra de ni e ma ja se ye se woni ye ti no ye se woni ye na de
Yes, all alive. It's by His grace.
My rain feed that.
Let's never
forget.
Day by day, when you open our mouth, it will be full of thanksgiving. It's not by
strength.
No,
your
beauty.
No, your beauty.
It's by grace.
Then I see. Yem pija yemaye yetresem no so yemen ko adwom aduanan mienu ne kanyimo ba ko simiensa no said your fruitre epihwensu ansua no se mekra epihwhe wo nyankopon ne no onyankopon enkwa nyankopon ho sukom ede mekra da ben ene meba mebe free nyankopon animu minisio aye meduane awiane anadwo se wose me da se wo nyankopon no ewo hene hallelujah
amen psalm 42:1-3 as the hart panteth after the water brooks so panted my soul after thee oh God my soul thirsted for God for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I welcome everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that by the grace of God, we are all doing well. We are all fine. The Lord, by His mercies, our pastor called and he arrived safely in America.
So
he extends his greetings to you all. Continue to bear him in prayers.
And there is a testing for life.
Testing.
And you are not of war. A drew brebia. Now I'm here at Unipa.
There are times we are plunged in a state of discomfort.
Drew brebia. Now you
are trying. There are times we fall into temptations.
Drew brebia. Now how abaya
so. There are times troubles befall us.
Ninina a cabra bono.
They are all part of this life.
Ninina a was a threat.
And they all have meanings.
Nayeni penti.
Because we are humans, we can't comprehend it all. But that is how the Lord has made it.
Did you want to mean Musa Nyame?
So you cannot question God. But there are times we ask questions. God, why have you allowed this thing to befall me? Why have you allowed this misfortune to befall me? Oh, it's all good. Good for our soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what I say?
Strength in this.
When
there are so many happenings, or when you fall into some kind of trouble, the first thing that comes is sorrow and tears. You shed tears. This life, you are being ridiculed.
And I'm Christo, I have a fun in tea.
All because that we.
And you may be a no win yan or no to me yan. Obefa Christo, I would mean you be.
Things I used to do once you come into Christ, you can't do them anymore.
Nanine.
Through it all.
Amania a bayon swore. Oh, hi, a firm.
Troubles that we go through.
All
the bad moments that we go through.
Yes, soon you
break into tears.
Saying,
why are we crying?
Yeah,
we need help from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because
we know that He is our helper.
Hallelujah. Now, the other one said,
strangely, in your tearful moments, you call on Him, oh Lord. Come to my rescue.
Now, yeah, one said, oh, friend, on your soul.
It's written as you call on Him and He wouldn't mind you.
What friend I check?
You've called for so long.
Church, and you said, oh, what the emre at home?
It has lingered because you are timing God. So, you are operating according to your time. But not according to His time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
the trouble about it all is when all these things happen, it brings onto us some kind of trouble. So when we fall into all that kind of states, it demoralizes us. It makes us so weak. And then it discourages us.
And
why do you get discouraged? You say, oh Lord, in whom do I trust? See this thing before me, and then you linger, you drag your feet, and you wait for all these things to happen to me.
Yeah,
so you are discouraged, you don't even know what to do.
Oh, hallelujah.
All because we are humans.
To David.
Similar thing happened to David.
And I'm so Emma or Kai Bibi.
So when he was in that state, David remembered something. He remembered and he got the remedy for that situation. And I'm going to prescribe that same thing for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
David or Kai. I bring you Kai.
Always remember.
I bring you Kai.
Always remember.
Luke 17.
Verses 43.
42 or 43. Or say,
The Bible admonishes us to remember Lot's wife.
Sa enkaye no eya adeboni oye ye.
That is to remember his bad deeds, her bad deeds.
Nemo kai adepapa nso a onyame waya ma o ebre bi.
But always don't forget to remember the good things that the Lord has done for you.
Ebre bi a amane bi beba no kai da bi atwa mu.
Whenever you are in that state, that bad moments, remember the good moments.
Would you want kai hwekura?
Even if you remember nothing at all.
Kai say enyin say wo no.
Remember that when you were conceived.
Otimi kura o.
He kept you.
Obohobai.
Protected you.
Emi enyin
and you were conceived. And then delivered after
you
came out of the womb. Some were hard, some were still birth. They never got a chance.
What do you want to hear about Tina Behunu Yasi?
But you had the opportunity. He's kept you to your old age. Remember.
Kai.
Remember.
Why ye be a man?
He's done a lot for you. If all these things have befallen you today, remember that he is not. And what he did for you yesterday, he is God today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
David
remembered.
And yanum sa what usha. David, a prayer wolf friend, I'm also friend, I'm in.
As David called on
the
Lord was silent.
And you are
not the first person to go through that experience. Many are those that have experienced similar situations.
And now, once we are so.
It's your turn. Today is your turn.
And now, David.
Yesterday was a turn.
And then, David, in here, walk.
Today, you are the David of your time.
He's
silently watching. What you will do?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adia David kai ani se.
What David remembered was.
O kai nyankopa abodie.
He remembered God's creation.
Said the nyame abodie esi efefa.
How beautiful.
Said the nyame esi esi na abodie.
How God has the great.
Eh nwanwa ye.
So wonderful.
Even the same.
What are some of the examples? All of us have unique distinctions. You can identify Akwesi. Distinguishing from Kwame, Yao, Abena.
Onyamia wotimi yemanipa. A
lot of variety. He's wonderful. The greatest of all. Uniquely. Some at all. Others are. Some are fair. Like
this.
Others are dark.
Hey.
My God. Is this.
And you know. So you bring a man asia.
Can he come?
The Lord.
We say that he is the all-knowing God. Until he comes
inside,
you look into the sky.
But nyame betena umwa. Uti minisa ahai kwa timidi mkomo.
When God comes,
on the inside,
you can communicate with the leaves, and you know God from that.
Onyame wana body um.
God dwells in His creation.
God,
He dwells in His creation. Look at these fingers. They all have different functions. When they are pulling the strings, playing the guitar, how is it that each sounds differently? You think it's just a machine? It's not just an instrument, but that is the
handiwork
of God. And we all sing with different tones, different voices. And then our voices will make that melody. That is the work, the handwork of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes
we look afar. So afar.
I wish
you look at God's creation. There wouldn't be a single day that you will live without thanking and praising God.
So what does
you wake up in the morning.
Now what is the enoma soon?
Then you hear the birds whisper.
So what you mean, sorry,
that they are alive.
No man who had it,
seeing that bright morning.
Only power about us and says,
what about you, made in his
and
own
then what's that way?
How ought you to do?
So we shall
bless the name of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yeah, sir.
Our thanksgiving, our praises.
Yeah, sit there, so.
So little.
Oh, God. And I'm a rap.
Those times, it saddens my heart.
Yeah, 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 sir.
We don't thank God enough. Our praises are not enough.
Yeah. See, at you, say,
as we are seated.
Answer, what do you want, so?
You know, you have hands.
What do you want, some?
You can clap. Someone hasn't got any.
You
have mouth. You can speak.
There are
some people, they never got the voice to speak. You can see. There is someone on this head, he's blind or she's blind and cannot see.
Everything
is dark. Always I say this.
You
who have hands.
You
have legs.
You
have eyes. You have mouth.
You
have ears.
You have ears.
You will meet with another who had none of these body parts. You will meet with that same person. And you all will be judged. And you'll be asked that you
what did you do with it?
And he who didn't have, what did you also do?
Then you will know
that all that he gave
I'm
to you,
friend,
you never
used
to praise him,
sir,
to thank him. That God, he is so mighty. And he is over all things. Oftentimes we forget ourselves. When you are asleep, you are even unconscious of yourself. Once you wake up, then you get awareness that yes, you were asleep.
Now
you sit so still.
When
you wake up, remember it was someone who woke you up. Someone went to sleep and never woke up. But you are awake. You being awake, thank him for him to know that, Lord, you've done a lot for me. We don't see it as something great. You forget that you were able to wake up. Someone couldn't. You can shake your body. Someone can't. If you can shake your body, quicken yourself. You should have the Lord for him to know that he's done a lot for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nti David.
So he realized these things.
Se onyame.
That the Lord had done a lot for him.
So
he began to thank the Lord. In his mournful, sorrowful state, he praised the Lord. So I tell you today, that when some trouble befall you, its remedy or the solution to it is to praise God. When some trouble,
or how
before you, some temptations, when some calamities before start praising God.
Yeah, right, why
are
there?
Oh Lord, you've done
so much
so for allowing these things to
be
for me. May your name be praised.
Why Jimmy Satan?
You have fooled the devil.
Why am I Jimmy?
You have fooled the devil by doing that.
Children say,
because you make him realize that.
Or the
Lord has permitted that condition.
And answer no be yamene what it take.
So before the Lord can fix your situation, he must dismantle everything before he puts it in a very good state. So through all our troubles,
it is your how about
then when? Thank him.
Lord, you are about doing something.
May your name be praised.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
David said.
Said
your fruit apprehensive and so on.
As the hearts. Four, so my soul longed after thee.
Tio, Ofrotie.
The heart.
Ye kasi ofrotie a o da wansane abusuakuo no mu dum. O tse wansane.
Looks like that antelope, so it is in that family.
Sa ofrotie na nidasuo nyina ne nkwa.
So the deer or that heart, its life, it draws its life from the water that it drinks. So if that's the case of the heart or the deer, what about us? We, it's the same thing, we rely on God for
living.
No man can give you life. Only the Lord God Almighty can give you life. So He alone can, that we can rely on. We ought to believe He and Him alone. All things shall pass away. The heavens and earth shall pass away. But the Lord will forever remain. And He is the Word. The Word for our day.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I see one eye, you should share the union coupon.
He says that they that search,
woman, tenacity,
they understand
and
him.
And I'm so tenacity
because they understand him.
Woman, so unbetranced,
they will forever remain, they will forever live.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, David, I did about one who he said.
One thing David realized about himself,
who said, when you're coupon, one about to my man, homie.
Realize that it was only God who could give him that breath of life.
So if
his source of life was from the Lord, and he had to strengthen his relationship with God. That is how Christianity should be. How is your relationship with God? How is your friendship with God?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And yet, quit him.
Today,
hallelujah.
We are moving forward. Amen.
Yo, Odifo William Branham said,
the prophet William Branham said, that the church has gotten to a state of discomfort. All men are speaking against the church. All hands are being pointed at the church. So the church is grieving. But don't forget, it's the Lord that has permitted all these things to happen. He has a purpose for that. So when these things happen, what should you also do? He says, ask David entered into that state of discomfort and realized that in his state of discomfort, was like the deer panting after the water broke. Same man and his heart ought to search for the Lord.
So
the church, this is the time that we search for the Lord with all our soul.
It's
when it gets to that state.
Hey, won't you come?
You don't even feel hungry. Even though you've not eaten, you are not hungry.
One nap.
You can't sleep.
I didn't try.
Why?
Because he said,
until the Lord quenches that thirst. You will say that, Lord, until I encounter you, come face to face with you, and you quench that thirst, I will not leave you. That is how he wants to see the church. Now, notice. When you enter into a state, there are times you enter into a state and you don't even feel like eating. Don't even feel like drinking.
I didn't do that.
Why?
I did be so.
Something is pressing.
I didn't show so. Open
by something, and you are seeking solutions.
And
so until you find a solution, you won't relent. There are times in states like that, you can't even sleep. You enter into that state of insomnia. You can be on the bed and you can't sleep. You struggle on your bed, you move to the side, you then roll to the other end.
Because
the brain. So until the brain gets that
peace.
But it takes one and only one who can make the peace.
Said your frontier period soon.
So my soul searched after thee, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He alone can give you that peace of mind.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
What say?
He says that trouble, that state of discomfort, who allows or who permits them to come?
It's
the Lord that makes it happen to us.
Question.
Someone asked me a question.
Say, the pastor.
Says that if God truly really loves us, why will he allow all these kind of temptations
to come
away? Another said, this is my situation. I prayed over it countless times. So God, can't he hear my cries? All these questions. When you ask this question and you keep asking these questions, it will discourage you. It dampens your spirit. It makes you realize that your Lord can't even hear your voice. That the Lord will not even mind you. Then you ask yourself, have I committed any sin? You do an introspection and you can't find anything. And you try to just get something. You want to just place a finger on something that you've done. Hey, maybe there is family strain. Always want to attribute it to something else. Attribute it to God. Blame God for your situation. He permitted that. The prophet says that he allows these situations to come away. He just wants to watch your action, what he will do. When men fall into any trouble, the questions that they ask, you ask to the point that we even ask that, God, why have you even permitted or allowed this thing to come my way?
Now, the
strange thing is,
when men
are able to amass wealth, when we become so rich, you don't ask God, oh God, why have you made me so rich? You don't ask that question. The problem is that, man, we do not
want to. I am promoted.
But don't forget that without a test, you can't be promoted.
Promotion.
Love the test, and then you will be promoted.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, I'm sorry,
without you being tested here, you can't go to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jai. I said, Musa Bible.
Stop the many questions.
Now, because
God has a purpose for you.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's
the Lord that has
made
the
soul. The prophet
says that there are times God can push you to a tight corner. So when he does that, what is he expecting from you? He can allow you to be placed on that sick bed at a hospital.
Now, what the hell?
And while you are on that bed, you can't look down. Now you lift up your head to the
heavens,
and you start thinking of him. Oh Lord, be merciful. Lord, be merciful.
First, when
things were all smooth, you never remembered God.
Now,
but in your trying moments, then he starts searching for
him.
Yes, he permitted
that.
He wants you to seek him well and know him well. Once you know him well,
and
you allow him to come and about you, it wouldn't be you anymore.
It would
be he taking charge.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Human nature, we have this. Man, someone can walk with you, but
we
will never get to know his personality. You never go to know who he is.
Dabi em oba ne be ma omu nyina dampa so awarefo o.
A husband and a wife can live in the same house, sleep on the same bed for years, and you never know the cause of your partner.
Oba akope.
What it takes only one.
Ẹnu onim obi bi adwene.
He knows all our thoughts.
Ẹnam sọ ẹba akope ẹnu onim obi adwene.
Because he is the only one who knows our thoughts.
Mani kwan no onye omu ntina.
Allow him to be tabernacled in you.
Sọ wọtẹ mu a.
Once he abides
you. Onim adie nyina.
He knows all things.
Otimi adie nyina
ye. He is able to do all things.
Wọ wọ mẹ nyina.
He is everywhere.
Ibi bi ẹnu a ẹbẹ hinta wọ.
Nothing will hide from you.
Hey, yẹ bọ ọhún pa ọbẹ sani.
When they plot against you, he will loosen it.
When they
conspire against you, he will reveal
it. When
they bind, he will lose.
If you say, we are bad, because
you are the property or the heritage of the creator.
One manager,
you have given him a seat to come
in
your house. So it's raining in your house. And because it's raining in your house,
he says,
all the storms in your life, he says, be still. Because he created all that. Allow your creator to
have his way,
and you will have your peace of mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Tester. You will hunger, you will test.
You will eduane come, and you also come.
Nina, a comu, tia de at the crono, and a chile, a comcro.
Okay, so your desire tells the kind of test you have.
And tea, what do you foresee? Yakase, tester, as the children say, it's a painful desire.
Enti e kase e koma na su kombia e ye tibia bia wo ko urema ya hu ehia tibia na wo mu wo.
When you want something so bad until it becomes painful to you,
so o kondo bi bi wa o pria pe bi bia se aye ya wo de ama wo ama hu ehia wo.
Enti twi mu ne ba kase akono anu odene. Hun se enu anu o kondo ade bia. Ah.
When you are thirsting after something, you want to, you try to overcome, but you're unable to.
A man or man, you say, I'm back at you. I pay for you, you are, I'm saying, Natia Cran and Cordo.
Some pregnant woman,
also, I own you, young women, see, I know that you know. Also, I didn't know any more action on you. You have been our canoe.
The pregnant woman will wish to eat even clay, but you is not pregnant. You start asking, why are you even lasting after this? Why do you desire to eat this thing?
It's
quite
abnormal.
So,
who
is
it?
Because it is God that places that thirst in you.
Now, wasama bibia air control sadia.
And is giving something that controls this thirst.
I said, we hear dear, dear. But we will be here. What the air shes war. Sabaya, one quay dear, yet. No more be dear, yet.
So truly, you are in need of something. You are thirsting after something. But he has set that control tower there that controls your thirst so that you didn't make the wrong choice.
Yeah, Kwanika, Kra.
You are going steadily.
Echo. Okay. A quoddy amen to meko. I'm quite men co. Into your walk. Sir, a common, and now a common, you know, do you?
So this test, we have it in two folds.
Your hunamudia and your hunamudia.
So we have the carnal one, the one that is of the flesh, and the one that is of the spirit.
Do you know what you are weighing? You can.
So the carnal one, the one of the flesh, yes, we are born with that.
Yeah. So
there is nothing that you can do to that kind of thirst.
If you say, when Zakan,
come what may, you will thirst.
And she said, sir, a coming, a yes to come here, dewa. So when ya ensure no more, na the woman, everyone.
So when you are so thirsty and you don't get water, you may die.
Say no kure.
Amen.
Oba hona mu a se won san kan su a. Odi for say se won mo sha no nso a ensuo aduane. Wo se aduane de obetima tra se woni die wungu.
The prophet said.
Na mo ensuo de. Unhun suo repe obekọ.
The prophet has said that you can survive with water. You can live on water and you will not die. But food, you can survive without food. But for water, there is no way that you can survive without taking any water.
Yeah.
So without water, you are surely going to die.
So
water is good for the body.
And you say,
so we ask this question, that what was God's purpose for placing that thirst in us?
He
gives us that thirst, and that will be an indication that yes, the body needs water.
So without,
when you don't give the body water, it will die.
The drivers.
The drivers.
So what shall we do? What the car is now? Wamau, a debut a yashan sudia wakan in him. A etre ensure sebi woman ensure him.
So, in your vehicle, you have the reading of the thermometer that would check the temperature of the car.
It will tell you. A cost repair, it is ensure yashi.
When you find that gauge rising,
it means that yes, maybe
there's no water in the car. That
form book called the HSA. A year, Juma, come on. Be behind you, a man, engine, you know.
When that gauge is at this minimum, it means that yes, there is that cooling, everything is cooling, and then the engine is good to travel that distance. So is it that the Lord has
done? Alarm clock.
So that same thirst, the Lord has made it an alarm clock that warns us.
Sir,
and to warn you to take in water.
Yes, sir. We will
lest you die.
When you mean why you do,
the Lord is so good.
Oh, Usha and Fidia, Brunia and Washa Nippon, what are you?
All these machines, all these machines that the men have made, they fashion them after men. How our makeup, how we are, how we men, we operate.
Washa Nyan Coupon said the Nyan Coupon, Siasha, computer, moon, say, Yumina, or Motrasi, Ashe Nippon said in Yamia Siano, their computer.
So, before even inventing these computers, these people they checked and they experimented, they researched into the brains of men and how men operate, and then they came out with this computer.
And then dead, you said, one kasa what you want,
and that is an evidence that you seated there, you are a wanderer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ufa computer now now.
And you take a computer and you sit behind it.
Ufa computer and imagine.
Now look at the computer and then check your brain.
He said, imagine. And why she shares you?
He said that no, this device is just, it operates like my brain.
This is a computer to me and Yama we are.
So if the,
and imagine so a bet me and Yama be brain.
If the computer is capable of doing all these things, then my brain is as well capable of doing so many things.
Where nipan aye?
This is the handwork of man.
Not your name.
And what the Lord has made.
If
what man has made,
can
do so many things.
And your name.
Then what about what God has made? You don't do wonderful things.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are nipasung fo.
You are a peculiar person.
Yentia, and you are no unhunu niame was yeun in the se.
Reason why we can't see what we ought to see. We don't allow ourselves, we don't yield ourselves for the Lord God Almighty to come and attack us.
Computer.
If you see a computer,
say nipan trao arm muba.
Without someone sitting behind sitting to operate it, it can't work.
San nipan see it.
So is it with we men.
I didn't know how the
mind are breaking.
I said your body in ya kuman mutra.
But the creator out
no,
to control
the heart.
He will control the heart.
He will control
the mind.
I'm a yadi papa.
So we think.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we need that creator.
So
to come and abide in us.
And you know what's it? You want some
yin ye. This is what the devil does.
Sir.
This desire, this thirst that the Lord has placed in us.
What is the nipa One farm faddy on Yamia Shishesua. When some baby used to ever fat.
Is that you as human, if you refuse to operate that test to channel it to God's cause, the devil will pervert it. The devil will use it for his cause.
Onyankopon said ye enipa se sukwam de wa o ma okofansio num adejojo ekwam nanu no.
As the Lord will allow you, permit you to drink water to quench your thirst.
Sansuna.
So
open the pedia.
He said that in the flesh. There you have.
Desires
of the eyes and that lust of the flesh. But the Lord has
The
Lord has purpose for all this heart, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye. He has purpose how all of this should operate. If you don't operate it according to God's word, the devil will make you operate it according to his purpose. The devil will take your lust or your thirst. Or your thirst, yeah. And he will direct you to go and drink dirty water. What dirty water is that?
We are seeing sufin.
That is the dirty water of this world.
And you are
the same lust or the same thirst.
Oh,
when you marry, that same thirst, that same desire will operate.
But that same desire.
If you don't take it on God's course, you will have carnal knowledge of a woman whom you've not wedded.
It's
the same desire. But one goes through the devil's way and the other God's way. So let's understand what he's telling us. When I'm with my wife and we have intimacy, I've quenched my thirst. But that was according to God's word. But when that desire comes, and you, a man or woman who is
married,
and you do as the married couple will do, that is not God's provided way. That is the devil's way.
So,
he's used your last for his own purpose. And it has gone against God's word, God's purpose. That's what he's telling us.
Hallelujah.
So, beloved, God has his own provided way. And we must go through that. You may think that, oh, every water is water. But not every water you consider as water. Muddy water is not a water hygiene for drinking. Although it's water, but it is dirty. It has all kind of bacteria and everything in it. You drink it and then you may fall sick or eventually die. But when you have that reverse of water, that one is so clean. You drink and then you have life. But they are all water though. One is the water of the devil and the other is the water of God. One is of the world, the other is of God. Which of the two do you want?
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something.
The
Bible
says, that all that worship the Lord, they must worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship him in spirit and in truth. So this God whom we worship in spirit and in truth. You say you claim to be worshiping. Meanwhile, you want to do it through your culture.
Yes,
You decide to serve God or worship Him according to your traditions. Why? Because you claim that, oh, if I do not clap when they are clapping, if I do not dance to follow them, then I'll be the odd one, so they will question me.
Odifoa se, wo sa na wa dwene ya wodia, ena adi sum nyame dia. Wo pese so nipa ni. Tina yesa, ena wo kan che o se.
So the prophet says that if this is the mindset through which you are serving God, then you are drinking from that muddy water. You are only pleasing man.
Till
it gets to the point that you yourself, so that you can drink of that fountain of life. When you drink of that fountain of life, then you wouldn't look at what men are saying or what men are doing. Why? You have some water on the inside, and the water which is on the inside, it is the water of life. Because it's water of life. Always it bubbles up.
And you won't even trust it.
So you can't just sit still. You can't sleep.
Without
testifying about Him. And as long as you receive this water,
and you're mad of way,
love it.
You don't watch or consider
what people are watching. You don't think, you care less about what people say.
Again, of course,
what is happening? The Holy Ghost has gotten in the place on the inside. And because it's on the inside,
and you're not.
Glory. That glory is manifested in you. It continues to manifest on the inside. And now once it bubbles, once it manifests in you, it bubbles up. And as it bubbles up, it reveals Christ to the world. So you no longer look at man. But he who was on the inside is doing all the works. Lord, allow this to happen in our lives.
What's the way? And yet, bro, when you make us satisfaction,
the way any of me know.
Yeah. When you are the end, you saw. Say, hey, hey. You're too suffering. What? First of all,
so when you only follow the words of men.
So one one two more. One one show
you. But if he is on the inside, he is abiding in you. You don't look at who is standing before you or who is even coming for you to follow.
I don't know. So
he's bubbling on the inside. What he wants to use you for? That one.
Hey, church, your mama is shutting doors. Yeah,
you always try to please men. You want to please your pastor. I'll be judged, my pastor.
And so
don't try to please him. Don't please your wife. Don't please your husband.
So Christ,
please God.
Hey, Edward, why? And I don't know, you don't know.
Yesterday, Edward, you were with your
so
wife.
Also,
if you live to please your wife, why is she today?
Baba, who do you want to ask that?
And we have one who lives forever.
When
he's the Lord Jesus Christ. Please
him.
And what is he pleasing? He will glorify you.
So for your plain place, I am back. By your back, can you say the Osiya?
You will say it as it ought to be said. So many people desire to please their pastor. The reason why you do that, you are drinking from that muddy water. You have not gotten the fountain of life. You have not received the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit,
brothers,
Just as I am, so am I everywhere I go. Let people know who you truly are. If you are a good person, if you are not,
you are
hypocrisy, you'll be spewed out of your
smile.
are tired of the hypocrisy. Let us discard the hypocrisy. Let's kill, let's destroy hypocrisy.
Glory be to his holy name. Don't never try to hush that holy calling in your heart. See, by joining a church, by reciting a creed, by belonging to a certain organization, there is only one thing can satisfy it. That is the person Jesus Christ.
When, if today you are in a state of need and I give you money tomorrow,
Nipa, ye bonia ya.
Oh,
Nipa, ye bonia ya.
Fool.
Aba akupe.
Only one.
And now don't turn usua.
If you should rely on him.
And you are on one sister.
He changes not.
One year ready as Christo.
He is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Anu kwan ye hi ano.
He alone is what.
Yanga biya ya garbage.
All other things are garbage. Bola swadi.
Hallelujah. We mean business.
Hey, do we all believe in divine healing?
Huh?
If you believe in divine healing, raise up your hands.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
What makes you believe divine healing?
Reason
why we believe that divine healing is because we are his creation.
A prayer of fast boy,
how he created us.
Ampa.
Makes us know that yes, he's able to do it. Because even as we walk about, we are part of his creation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What say? Abua from Niura
says that even the camel knows its owner.
Abuampo when you mura.
Even that animal knows its owner.
Now the only mura.
Right.
What's your mura?
You should know your Lord.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Gentile workers, I will say, there is a creation in your heart.
And he said, a body be a woman.
Making you believe that.
And I'm out disadiate.
Before there could be a creation, there had to be a creator to create it.
And sana body be abedi eno. Nene obo adi ebi oha. Yen insano egi ma ono obo sa body ena uhunu no.
Hallelujah. It is a who your body dia. Any obo obi ne bo wo.
If you're a creator, if you're a creation, then there is someone out there who created you.
And you know I'm sorry about body enti.
Because you are a creation. He can allow that divine healing. Things that even can't happen, he can make them
so
happen.
Your body.
Because he is the creator.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And yet, yeah. Abba Frebi. And yet, who say? Bicycle. Ne paddle, no? Ya mutiaso. Eddie. A bicycle.
So this child saw this paddle of a bicycle. The child was
rubber.
Chewing that.
No,
that plastic component or that rubber component of the paddle,
No, see the entire warrior. Nipadiano. Eh, Sophie, I friend sulfur.
So he says that yes, the body was deficient of sulfur.
Nipadiano, sir, Sophie, nibium.
So the child was consuming that because
the deficient of
the sulfur. So the prophet William Branham said that when the deep calleth, that there should be a deep to respond to that call. The body needs something.
And I'm saying
because that is why you crave for
it. Said your fruit here,
David said,
and so prayer,
as a heart panted for the water brook, so his soul longed after the Lord. Why does this heart seek for this water brook? This heart, you find them in the deserts. It is very fast.
Now, your friend said,
so, a fox or a dog.
What do you for William Brown Chidum? What say? Cramay and near dinner. Nasa cramay and near dinner. And yet, if you cramay and some walker. Someone shall know so. Babum. You see? O cramay. Equari Jezebel. Ninam. And what Taffin Moja. And what say? Can I my everybody? Your word you for.
We have a prophet indeed.
And I say, why no deal for when you
without a prophet, you walk blind.
The reason why it says,
that these wild dogs, they don't feed on human flesh. These dogs that we keep as pets in the home, they don't feed on human flesh and they don't drink or suck of blood. And even should a car, a vehicle knocks someone, a human being, the dog will pass by and will never lick the blood or feed on the flesh. It may bite you, but it will not suck the blood. So this dog that the Bible is talking about is the fox. This fox is so wild. Wild dog.
Jezebel. Nam no tafrin moja.
The fox that's licked this girl's blood.
Na gentia walk asemenuanum adiene emu do ye.
This is deep.
Gentia walk asane se. Tabway te ofotie enam wuram no hun sabo na.
When the heart or the DA is on this desert and he sees this fox, the fox will try to pounce on this heart. Oh, it will chase the deer or the heart till it catches up. So this heart has its weak point. Will be somewhere, there is a vein here at the neck.
We are not free. We are. See, in film we say, "Nonso, abu ani nyawa."
On the side.
It is that if we are more abuai, Obama madina chima munwa chiminya baby aswa. And we are not just aswa ya, no we are no peteno.
If this fox succeeds on pouncing on this deer, it will thrive. Yes,
it will
flip the deer and through that pounce on it and try to consume this
deer.
When the fox pounces on this deer and maybe bites it but does not succeed in tearing that vein,
the
heart will flee and it will run till it reaches water, this water brooks. And once it gets to that source, then you can't kill the deer.
What is it? Basse Mojano. When you're
because once the deer or the heart reaches this water brooks and drinks of it, that blood will cease. It wouldn't pour out anymore.
Well, me at ya say, abwa ya tuasha nswa ya pene kunono. Neni daswoni na ninsiono.
So this heart, which is being chased or pursued by its predator, the only hope it has is to reach this water brooks.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Enti anyanum.
So So it is so important that this heart finds this water brooks.
And what do you for the country?
The prophet tells us
that a boy, a friend, said,
that this fox is wild dog.
And now we are some walk on.
Not just a wild dog or a fox. Spiritually, we too, we are being pursued.
A
predator, he's also after us. What's the devil.
When you're born, some a yikakyo.
Not just the devil.
But
the dog or the wild dog of hell is after us. Why? The serpent, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, he doesn't want us to reach him. He is that fountain of life. Once you get him, once you receive him, all your troubles will end.
What do you say?
So the prophet says that this when it takes off, when it's running.
And I'm saying, what then is
because it's been bitten. Maybe, yeah, it will succeed in tearing a portion of the flesh. So it will start bleeding. As it runs, it will bleed. So as it runs, the blood will be oozing, and then as it bleeds, it will be on the way. So the enemy
will try to pray
with that blood.
And walk out here, say,
but he tells us,
Yanso, Yan Yabra Badadan,
that our old nature, our old nature,
and the Brebia Satan,
the devil will track us with that.
No, dear Chile,
and he will track us with that. So it will identify, will know our spot, where we are hiding, where we are. But listen,
so when you pursue in the path,
once you receive the fountain of life,
that
all life, it will cease.
And you know, we need Christ.
And that is why you need Jesus.
And you know, Christ.
That is why you need Christ.
You need Christ.
We need Christ.
Abraham, you know,
while we were in the world,
Abraham and any
that life, but when he came to Christ,
Abraham,
that all life is succeeded. It is gone.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And into your body for any team.
So the enemy will come after you.
So I pursue him.
To try, track him.
One run and sooner unya no me yano.
But the water that you got to drink, which is Christ, the fountain of life, you let that bleeding cease. The devil can no more track you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And into that I see unya Christ.
That is why I say you need Christ.
Well, catch the yen mebunu. Or see. Well, bom mebunu koko.
One in the youth.
What's it? And that's the way it is today. The devil has got a bunch of old wild dogs out. They call them the wolf whistle. And everything else to you young folks. But remember, it's a horn of hell.
And no, a samando.
Hallelujah. Right after you.
And they do it here.
And making you think that you are popular.
Yeah, my old guy said, oh, what do you do? What you do?
The boys whistle at you. Because you are dressed the way you are.
I'm going to say, oh, send me what's this? I'm going to go out there.
You poor little simple thing. You don't know what you are doing. That's right. You don't know that you are a prey of the devil. That the devil listened to his voice.
Hey.
Now
we no longer even consider women wearing trousers.
I would say, yeah, you call training college. Who dare you say, wait to me, I had tried that.
At our time in training college,
and she said, man,
you go and teach in trousers. But today, see,
school them,
go and watch
teacher in classrooms. Why trousers?
Female teacher.
Tell what you're not here.
Stand before the people wearing trousers. The person teaching your words, your children, is sick. And you have entrusted your words into her hands. She will destroy your words. If you do not bring up your child, train your child at home. If you don't put in the
natural
Christ, and you expect that these teachers would bring that child up well, they have one aim, that is to go make money. They care less about your child. We must open our eyes. We must be vigilant.
They
will woe you with all those words. Therefore, they will want to make you their prey.
Why are they crook there?
So they will come in a kind of way. You have this thing this week.
That
someone has it is death, not life. What are you doing now?
We are the person come yes,
the world desires to be like you. Meanwhile, you also want to fashion yourself after the world. There's coming a time. We will say till we leave. But he says, I should tell you. So I will tell you.
Now,
if you don't change, a child had a dream and then. Young one had a dream, then the dream that pastor, the service was ongoing. Most of the church members were not in church. I guess a few, a handful of people were here. As the service was ongoing, an angel descended. And then they closed all the doors.
And
blessed those who were. And after blessing them, and then they who were not in church, they were not coming to church. They got here wanting to enter, but they couldn't have access because it wasn't locked by any man. So they were outside wandering about, not knowing what to do. That is a warning to us. We ought to be careful. Our Christian life, we want to please people. Don't please anyone. He for whom you are here, please him alone. All lifestyle that is not worthy of the gospel. Let us come and live the life of the word. When you
give
your life according to the word, your end shall be glorious.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That's what we are telling you. Tell you that this
predator,
the wolf, or this fog, the wolf knows the weakness of this heart. And the devil also knows our weakness. So the devil always come after you, looking, focusing on your weakness. Know your weak point. And then commit it to the Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Commit it to Jesus Christ. He alone can help you. He alone can help you. No man can help you. He is that fountain of life. And he is looking forward to receiving you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saints
of the Lord.
What say? Yes, there is a fountain filled with blood for every sinner. Drawn from Emmanuel's veins. You who thirst and long to be righteous. There is a fountain open today for you.
So tribu ha, what be ediama wona?
The house of hell must have wounded you.
Ebiana samado apono na samado wai na matwase so we do them.
They might have cut you this way or cut you that way.
Ebiama twase so aka ha ana ma yero ha baby.
They might have tested and drunk your blood and sent you to these places and pleasure crazy.
Maybe I ought to share with you what you mean. How am I watching what you know? What do I know? I'm a sound. What do I call you? I'm maybe any person.
If you really want to get over it,
so person free move here.
There is a water brook open today.
Oh, so today be our heart. My obvious one
that is the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
When he is Christ, they don't know
his spirit flowing free as the Holy Spirit. Whosoever will, let him come and drink from the fountain of the water of life. It's free. It's free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whosoever will. Yes. Black.
Tuntumo.
White.
Pitao.
Brown.
So yeah.
Yellow. Whatever you may be.
We are yellow. We are brown.
Methodist.
So yeah, Methodist.
Baptist.
So we are Baptist,
Presbyterian,
so we are Presbyterian,
Church of God,
so Church of God,
Church of Christ,
so Church of Christ,
Catholic,
Pentecostal,
whoever you are,
Unipa, baby, are we
young,
are we
Akuma, middle age, there is a fountain open, and the waters of life is flowing freely, and the Holy Spirit is saying, come, are ye. That labor and a heavily laden, I will give you rest. Blessed are you when you hunger and thirst, for I will fill you. You shall be filled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Otto and Saffron
is inviting you.
And you know,
what he's telling us. What's the verse?
Asamado.
Hell. This wolf of hell.
What trash you so?
It's pounced on us.
What cow?
It's beating you.
And I'm so a cow and chananum. What walk over Rabibia and Mr. Kaura.
And that has plunged you in certain areas where you
Abraboba Sabasabu are ubro.
Some filthy lifestyle.
And the air you are old than a deer.
Some lifestyle that you are displaying, you are living now.
And you what?
It's not you. You are not making
it.
He pounds on you.
On
that is preventing you from
Jesus
seeing Christ. But Jesus Christ is calling
Jesus
you.
He
says that if you should come, he will give you rest.
He
will deliver you from all these troubles.
Why not a crowd?
Who is willing?
Why a crowd so Obama?
Are you willing to avail yourself? You want to drink from this water.
I'm
sorry. Yeah, let's stand to our feet.
As the heart panted for the water brook, my soul thirsts after thee, O God. Will you raise your hand? Say, remember me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, remember me. I'm in need. I realize that I love to drink from that fountain. I want to be right above everything in the world. But I realize that there is nothing left no more.
Will
you put your hand up? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
And when
you are Jesus. Radio man, I'm a 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 papa. Oh Lord, why a man, I'm a yatu mi aye. Me se wole ya wode. Ebra ya yomra. Wone ya ni daso.
Ebraya Papa Enche Ohine Boye
Radie Amayetu
Yaya Boye Adie
Lord, be merciful to us. Lord, be merciful to us. Hell is after us. Wants to destroy us. Wants to disgrace us. Wants to cast us down. He wants to bring the sickness upon us. Lord, you are our help. Lord, wherever I've got into, Lord, I run to you.
Lord,
I run to
you. He's able, I know my Lord is able. I know my God is able to carry me through need. He's able,
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 able. I know my God is able. I know my God is able to carry me through. The broken Adam and set a captive free. He called the blind to see, calmed the troubled sea. My God is able, is able. I know my God is able. I know my God is able. Carry me through.
Let me have no more show. One. Oh, power, yeah. What trust in February?
Secure.
What's your brother just to February?
Heard of the Lord for so many years.
Won't you?
He's not listening.
Oh, boy, for money for the Busa.
Enemies,
I'm not going to be one.
Where is your God? Where is your God?
And then they may catch us.
Today I tell you this.
What David is saying.
David says.
Send your foot to every restaurant.
As the heart
panted out.
So my soul longer after
the Lord.
Oh my soul longer after the Lord.
Oh yeah, me so crown.
Lord wants your soul.
I was
to come to realization that no one can come.
Life. My own
he alone can help you.
Run to
me.
He
wants to abide in you. Once he abides in you, all things will be new.
Oh,
Dear, you were to Tiana.
yɛdwuma so awurade pra yɛn so na bɔ yɛ ho ban yɛbɛdiɛ deɛ ɛbɛnom yɛdan no nyinaa wo wo ne yɛdan wo bɛdom wo ma ɛne yɛnini yie yɛma ɛwɔ sukuu mu nyinaa de wɔnhyɛ wo nsa ma wo nsa to wɔn so ma yɛn bɔ ho ban yɛsrɛ wo anim adom ɛde ma wɔn sɛ woayaresabea yɛsoma nsɛm kɔ sɛ wɔn yareɛ wɔyɛ awurade yesu kristo din mu yɛnuanom a wɔakɔntuo mu yɛde wɔn nyinaa nso hyɛ wo nsa mo asomdwe ɛnyɛ wɔn deɛ daa ɛda wase da wase kɔ so atene wo nsa wɔ asafiri so ɛma wosɔre tumi ne dadi agyen kwapa yesu kristo wo a wote ase daadaa na wo sesa daa so adi hene wɔ yɛ ntɛm yɛ agyenkwa yesu kristo din mu nyinaa bɔmo ka sɛ amen.